We continue our learning. We are in Baba Basra. Perigil Mishnah is Zion. Lo yiftach adam chalon asav lachasar shutvin. Person is not permitted to open up windows from his house, so they will overlook a chatzir in which he's a partner, and now his partner, his neighbor, will not be able to use the chatzir for private activities. It's true, both have ownership of the chatzir, but usually what happens is a person may be willing to use his share of the chatzir to do something private, knowing that his friend is not there. But now that his friend has a window that overlooks it, so even if his friend's not there, he's afraid his friend may be looking in, and there'll be a hezek ria, and he won't have ever be able to use the chatzir for anything private. So that's why a person cannot open up a chalon, assuming there's no chalon there. If there's a chalon there, that's something else. But if there wasn't a chalon at all, and now is able to look in where he wasn't able to do so, that's not permitted. Lokach bayis b'chatzir acheres lo yiftachena lachatzir hashvud. Here's a case where you have Reuven and Shimon living in a joint chatzir. And now, let's say Reuven buys a house in another chatzir. And that house is actually at the edge of that chatzir and the chatzir he's in right now. And the back wall, the back wall of that house opens up into the old chatzir. So if he makes a hole, an opening, a doorway in that wall, he'll have an entrance from the other chatzir, from his other house, his new house, in the other chatzir into the first chatzir. But here, there's going to be potentially more traffic. People could now have access from the second chatzir into the first chatzir. The people of the first chatzir are going to want extra people walking in. So that he's not permitted to do. Then the Mishnah says, "Bana aliyah agabe beiso lo yiftachena lachatzar shvutin." Shvutin. Here's the case where a person built an upper story, an attic on top of his house, so he can now make an extra opening from that attic, from that upper story, into the chatzar as well. That also potentially will increase traffic because there's now another entrance, which means that he puts up an extra story. Now extra people are living, let's say, upstairs. And now there's a ladder, there's a stairwell going straight from that upper story down into the chatzir. That's another doorway, it's another entrance of more people potentially coming in. So that is also not permitted to do so. That increases traffic in the chatzir as well. Ella imratza bone sacheder lefnimi beso, ubone alia agabe beso, for scholosoch beso. What he can do, not increasing the traffic, he can build, not increasing the openings, the doorways into the chatzir, he can build a cheder, an extra room within his own house, and build an aliyah al-gabe beso, an additional story on top of his house, and uposcha l'soch beso. This is where the opening of that area, of those extra rooms, can open up into his own house. And there's no extra opening, no extra doorway, no extra entrance into the courtyard. That's okay. He wants to divide his house into smaller rooms. He can debate whether this means he's building a lower ceiling and creating an attic within the structure already, or maybe not. We're even allowing him to build an upper structure, as long as there's no extra stairwell from that upper area down into the courtyard. That is that's going to be permitted. Lo yiftach adam lachatzar hashutin pesach keneged pesach v'chalon keneged chalon. This is a case where, let's say, a person already has the chazaka that he's allowed to have windows and doors that open up into the chatzar hashutfin. Let's say there was a window there already, a door that was there already. Now he's just replacing it. So still, a person has to be careful that he shouldn't open up into the chatzar hashutin pesach keneged pesach, a door opposite his neighbor's door, chalon keneged chalon, a window opposite his neighbor's window, because that's also an issue of invasion of privacy of hezek re'iyah. The Bar Tanura quotes from the Gemara, the quotes the pasuk from Bilam, the Amar Krabba, Vayisa Bilam Esena Vayaris Yisrael Shochein Lishvatav. So the Jewish people, they were living Lishvatav according to their tribes. Mara, what precisely did he see? The Gemara says, Ra Shelo Yapischein Mechuvanim Zeh Keneged Zeh. That's the Matol Olach Yaakov. The fact that their doorways were not facing one another, so in order to avoid this issue of hezek re'iyah. So even if there was a window there already and you're replacing it, you have to be sure that it's not facing, or a doorway not facing exactly the neighbor. They have to be off to the side a little bit so you can't see directly one into the other. Then a question today, maybe we have that also sometimes, that, but maybe the fact that we have shades over there, maybe that's, maybe we don't have that issue. Then the Mishnah says, Haya katan lo yasenu gadol, echa lo yasenu shnayim. If let's say there was a small door or window that already existed and now you're replacing it, you can't make it into a larger one. The friend can say, the Bar Tanura quotes here, he says, a small doorway is more opening. I was able to hide myself from you and do private activities. But a larger Pesach, a larger doorway entrance, I can't hide from you. I can't do private things. And if there was one door, you can't make them into two. And once again, Bar Tanura says, why? Because the neighbor can claim, I can't hide. I lose my privacy to a greater degree. This would be true even if he's making one large doorway into two smaller ones. He's not making it any wider. The neighbor can say, can claim, I don't have privacy when there are two openings. I don't know which one you're going to be looking through. So then the Mishnah says, but if a person is opening up a doorway and entrance to Rosh Hasharabim, that's okay. A door opposite, his friend lives opposite the Rosh Hasharabim. So there's a main thoroughfare in between. They have apartment buildings across the main thoroughfare. So then it's not a problem to have your window or your doorway directly across from your friend. Why? Because there's no problem of invasion of privacy. The person anyway has to be careful of people in the Rosh Hasharabim passing by. So you're not adding any issue of invasion of privacy. The person anyway has to protect himself from engage in private activities because of the people in Rosh Hasharabim. And therefore as well, once again, if your friend, your neighbor is across the Rosh Hasharabim, then if there was a smaller doorway, you can make it larger. And if it was a one doorway, you can make it into two. Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches, Ein Osin Chalal Tachas Rosh Hasharabim. Person not permitted to dig a tunnel underneath the Rosh Hasharabim. Boro Shichun Ma'aros, whether the pits, the ditches, Ma'aros like a cave. What are we afraid of? It's going to weaken the area underneath, says the Bar Tanura. Let's say the person says, listen, I know I may be weakening the Rosh Hasharabim underneath because I'm digging, but that's okay. Anything that happens, any harm that I cause, any damage I cause, I'll pay for it. Shane B'nei Adam wrote similarly, Zok, V'lei Reid Ladin, L'Adun, Alaysik Mamonam. No one wants that headache of now, okay, you cause damage, and I have to go to court with you, and it becomes a whole deal. I don't want to have to deal with that. So the Mishnah says he cannot do so, even if he says, I'm going to pay for it. Rabbi Eliezer Mati, Rabbi Eliezer says, you're allowed to dig a tunnel under the street, as long as that tunnel is strong enough underneath it so that a wagon that's filled with avanim, with stones, is able to travel over it without getting damaged and without it crumbling underneath. There, as long as they're not concerned that the street is going to collapse, that's okay. And then we're not afraid. And the Bar Tanura says, we're not afraid that after some time, eventually it's going to be weakened and ruined. But we don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. We would not allow such a thing. A person is not permitted to put up poles or balconies that stick out from his house into over the Rosh Hasharabim, over the public area, over the airspace. Why? It's only in the airspace. What are we afraid of? Because people who walk by may bang into them. But if you want to have a pole, you can, as long as that pole is sticking out and doesn't stick out into Rosh Hasharabim. It's still within your Rishus. That's okay. That's not a problem for you to do so. But says the Bar Tanur, Shemachnitz Bekarka Shalom, it's your property that it's on. Kishir Hotzas Azizin, the shear, the measure, whatever length they are, Umotzi, then that's going to be okay, even though you'll say, well, you know, now that something dangerous is sticking out, someone in Rosh Hasharabim may lean onto it and bang into it. We don't have to worry about that because that person now will be leaning into your Rosh Hus. That's your boundary. He should be staying in the public domain, and then he won't get hurt. Then the Mishnah says, but let's say a person bought a chatzer, he bought this courtyard, and there were already these poles and balconies that sticking out over the Rishus Aravim, then that chatzer has a chazaka, it's already established a chazaka, he's not, we don't obligate him to remove the poles or the balconies. We assume that when this house was built, that this was built according to halacha, and it was, they were really built over private area, and but then maybe Rosh Hashanah got extended a little bit, and that's why they look like, that's why they're now sticking out into Rosh Hashanah. But we make the assumption that they were built with permission. And Bartanur says, what's this is an example of the famous principle of Ta'anina Lelokeach. That's what he says. Harezu Becheskasa, Ditoanin Lokeach. We make the claim, we defend the buyer. Maybe that we don't know for sure, but we can make this claim on behalf of the buyer, and the Beis Din does so, and make the assumption that the person who sold it to him actually followed the halacha and had these poles that were actually in his own domain, and then the Rosh Hashanah eventually it got extended, and now it looks like they're actually in the public domain. That's not this buyer's problem at all.